Welcome to 5 Minute Fridays with that girl, Charlie Edwards. This high vibe session was created just for you to check in with yourself once a week, maybe learn something new, and a gentle reminder that you are a goddess. So when you're ready, let's dive right in. Hey goddess, thanks for checking in to another episode of 5 Minute Fridays with that girl, Charlie Edwards. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Charlie. You can find me at www.thatgirlcharlieedwards.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram and generally anywhere else on social media. So today I want to talk about non-negotiable spiritual practice. So we've been talking a lot about this in the coaching portal and in the girl gang about what your non-negotiables are. So I used to be a bit of a dabbler. So I tended to throw myself into lots of different practices. I would get to a point of overwhelm or exhaustion, and then I would fill up my cup instead of consistently having a few non-negotiables in my back pocket for me to embrace every single day. So we've been doing a lot of work in the portal with this and finding everybody's non-negotiables, what they need, because these are individual practices. What you need might not be the same as what I need. Some of you will want creativity. Some of you will want to do extra grounding to go outside. Some of you will want to do some prayer or chanting. Or meditation, of course, is completely individual. So we've been working on non-negotiables. Committing to a discipline of daily practice doesn't really mean that you have to meditate for hours or even 1 hour. It just means that you have to show up to something every day without fail. It's just for you. So my basic practice is I do a few sun salutations in the morning, I journal every day, I gratitude every night, and I do a 5 to 10 minute meditation. And then the other things that I add in through my day that have just become habit are I say my affirmations in the shower. We play the I am game with the kids on the way to school. So these are things that fit in to my day. I refuse to put myself through stress, strain, pressure of being spiritual. I don't want to make this journey stressful. I don't want to make it unenjoyable. It's supposed to be enjoyable. These are the things that will fit in with my everyday. So what are your non-negotiables? What are the things that light you up? What are the things that make your day better? What are the things that fill you up from the inside out? Are they similar to mine? Are they going out in nature, walking the dog? Is it a herbal cup of tea on a night and sinking into a bath with some Epsom salts? Is it journaling all your emotions and thoughts out onto paper each day so that you feel lighter? Is it just making sure that you're in bed by 10 p.m. so that you get a full 8 hours sleep? Is your non-negotiable to eat clean? Is it to have a piece of cake on a Friday afternoon? Your non-negotiables are individual and as individual as your fingerprint. So this is what I want you to focus on this week. What are your non-negotiables? Start with one. Do it every single day. Find a time where it fits. Find a space that you can squeeze it in to your ever-busy goddess day. And then work from there. Doesn't have to be complicated. You just need to be willing to take that first step. And I think that is generally my message for today. Thanks for checking in. Have a badass weekend. And if you want me, you know where to find me. I'll see you next week. Oceans of love. Hey goddess, thanks for checking in to 5 Minute Fridays with that girl, Charlie Edwards. If you enjoyed this session, then don't forget to hit the subscribe button. And if you really enjoyed this session, I would be forever grateful if you left me a review. You can find me at www.thatgirlcharlieedwards.com. If you click the Let's Connect tab at the top, you'll find the links to the Facebook page, the Girl Gang group, and everything you could possibly want, from free love letters to all the high vibe coaching sessions. I cannot wait to connect with you. And in the meantime, I will speak to you next week. Oceans of love.